that. I mean, as the chairman said earlier, the purpose of the motion before the House will be to decide whether people are guilty of contempt of Parliament.
Yep.
Now, and we're all agreed on that, and that is the substance of the report. It's what we were investigating. It's the first time it's been done since the 1950s, and we've spent a long time talking about something which isn't even included in the next steps of the report because it is, you know, tangential to it, although obviously a subject of interest.
I would point out that Mr. Colin Myler is the editor of the New York Daily News, and we have just found that he has misled a select committee of Parliament. I would hope that a little bit of attention would be paid to the unanimous findings of the committee where named individuals misled Parliament. And furthermore, to answer the very good question posed by Lucy Manning, which is if somebody comes in front of Parliament and lies to it, what happens next? The fact is, we don't necessarily have the procedures in place, and we will therefore be referring it to Parliament to find out what to do. But serious conclusions have been drawn about people misleading Parliament, on which we're all united. There is a lot in this report on which the committee completely agrees. And that's the shame, that we weren't able to agree on the report itself because of the line about Rupert Murdoch.